Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Caudio-Graves, the Dean of Directions University at directionsu.com. Calling to you live this week from wonderfully sunny and gorgeous Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have my friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, on the line with us today. Rhonda from ProfitableStorytelling.com. Hello there.
Well, greetings and salutations. How are you doing today?
I am awesome, and you?
Oh, it's just a beautiful day to be alive. It's one of those days where you start off wearing one type of clothing, and I'm sure I'll change it twice during the day. I've already changed my top once, and I'm about to lose the socks. So,
oh, too funny.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I am so loving the weather out here lately. We finally got rid of the rainy season. And now we have weather that's like 74 to 76 all day, 68 to 72 all night. You talk about the most perfect weather in the world. Oh, my goodness, it is amazing.
It's just really awesome. And I have such a funny story from this morning, though, that I just thought it'll give us all a chuckle if you don't mind me sharing.
Oh, please do.
Okay. So I was getting onto a conference call with Pete Conolicchio, who's been on our show a couple of times from BrandLicensingExpert.com, and his partner.
How is Pete?
Pete's doing pretty well. I'm helping him. He wants to improve conversions, and I said, well, we have to have ways to earn money so you can convert, and so I was helping him put forms on his website today. So it's kind of funny, the blind person going into a system I've never used and helping them figure out how to do this. But hey, it works.
I was chuckling even thinking about it.
That's the funny thing, and I've never used HubSpot, and I got to tell you, it is one strange system. I mean, it is just bizarre. I'm used to cPanel and normal editors, and it's very bizarre. But at any rate, as I was getting ready to be on the call, I had actually dialed in a minute or two early because I was running out to take care of the chickens and make sure they had enough water. So sure enough, and I'm singing along to they had the Beatles singing Hey Jude on there, you know, before you pick up the phone, there's a music track kind of playing. So I'm singing Hey Jude, and I'm pouring water for the chickens, and my brain goes, and right now I know someone's going to jump on the line. So as I'm singing and pouring, and there's this, you know, pouring water sound, and beep, and there he comes. And so I start laughing, and I said, I'm not in the potty, I promise. I'm out with my chickens.
Oh, that is too funny, Rhonda.
Oh, but I mean, that water sound, you know, I'm like, well, that's suspicious. And I know people that have carried their phones into the, you know, restroom with them, and you get that distinctive sound of going on. So I just had to laugh, and we all had a good chuckle about that this morning.
Oh, too funny.
That
too
was pretty
funny. What a great way to start your day.
Oh, it was. It was just fantastic. And always great to start with a belly laugh. So, and one of the things that I would like for us to do today is, you know, there are so many great shows that we have had in our wonderful, illustrious past. And there are just times. Like, one of the shows really stands out in my mind was actually before I came on as your co-host. But there's a clip that I want to share in just a few minutes after we kind of get things warmed up a little bit. So I remember when you guys had Dr. Suzanne from Top Secret FatLossSecrets.com, and her all of the things that she was talking about in terms of building relationships, capturing people's attention, and all of the things that she did in her email and the secrets to her email success that she mentioned in that show. And there's just some really good things that she shared in there. And I thought, I would love to revisit that and have us also then talk about, this is, you know, 2 years down the pike, basically, almost from when that call happened. And what kind of things have changed, and then what things have remained the same?
Yeah, the funny thing is the majority of the things that we talked about in that show that were really causing her success have not changed even a little bit.
I was having
a conversation this morning with Robert and Terry Talltree from howtoliveonpurpose.com. And I have been telling them over and over and over again that one of the things we really need to focus on is improving the levels of engagement on their site. They haven't always been the best. And one of the things that I've had them really focus on looking at is how many page views per visitor and how much time people are staying on the site. Repeatedly, I have told them that if they're ever going to get to the point of making sales every single day, it's not likely to happen until they have a minimum of 4 page views per visitor with at least 3 minutes having been on the site.
Uh-huh.
Inevitably, over the last 3 months, every single day where they hit 4 page views per visitor and 3 minutes being on the site, they have had a sale.
Uh-huh.
And all the other days where it drops back down to 2 to 3 page views per visit, 1 to 2 minutes on the site, no sales whatsoever. Well, in the last week, this has happened now 3 times, which is awesome because they've had sales 3 days in the last week, not something that they had been able to accomplish before. And as I was talking to them about this, I started thinking back to when I first noticed this, because Terry said, you know, you're always right on with your numbers. How is it that you know that you need 4 page views per visit and 3 minutes on the site before sales will start to happen on autopilot? And I started thinking about the answer to that question. The first time I realized that, Rhonda, was in 2003.
Wow.
Before WordPress, before Facebook, before Twitter, before Web 2.0. Back then, we had a typical mini site. We had an opt-in page, lead to a sales page, lead to an upsell, lead to another upsell, lead to a download page. You didn't have a lot of information like you do today because of WordPress on the website. And even back then, you needed 4 page views per visit and at least 3 minutes on the site in order to see sales on a routine basis. But it was much harder to cause that kind of a result back then when you didn't have a blog that you could use to get plenty of great information in front of people. You had to do things very differently. But the metrics themselves really haven't changed even a little bit. They are exactly the same the last 8 years. And that is usually true when you look at other things like email and conversions, et cetera. The tried and true things that cause the results to happen really haven't changed over time. What's changed is which application you use to cause that result.
Yep. Well, that's really, really interesting. And see, to me, I have a lot of people that I notice, I mean, and I don't notice it a whole lot with my particular crowd especially, but I notice it when I see other conversations in different places, whether it's Facebook or whatever, where there's people who get stuck in that internet marketing model.
Yeah.
And you seem to think it's all about the hickey trick of the month. That's what I like to call
it. It drives me crazy.
Oh, can't stand it. And it's even some people who aren't in that particular niche, but they have heard that because they've been online. And so then they think that that's what you have to do. And, you know, to me, even if Facebook and Twitter shut down tomorrow, you got to ask yourself, would your business still be okay? Hopefully the answer is yes, because you want to have a very diverse way of bringing people to you.
that you and I can give plenty of examples where, no, it wouldn't be okay.
Right, exactly. Oh, my gosh, I can think of people. And I was just hearing about, isn't Second Life, I don't know, either shutting down or some major changes. And I know there are some people who that is like, you know, 95% of their business comes through Second Life. And I'm like, oh, man, that's really not a good place to have all your eggs right now. So.
No. And over the years, you can kind of fill in the blanks. For a
right.
while, it was, I had, it, people had their entire business set up using MySpace to drive their traffic. Well, MySpace isn't exactly what it used to be these days, right?
Hardly.
When MySpace started going south, so did all their business. And, you know, it's just fill in the blank with whatever the hot thing of the month happens to be. And if you build your business relying on that hot thing and 100% of your business is a result of that thing and that thing is out of your control, you are setting yourself up to fail from the start.
Exactly. And even if what you're depending on is email, certain things have not changed over the years, but the thing that has changed is the amount of attention that people have available for things like emails. There are so many more
yeah.
communications these days, right? And so I would say that the results from email marketing overall have probably changed over the last few years simply because the open rates are not what they used to be. There are so many more messages today that people have between Facebook, Twitter, you know, whatever networks they're into, and texts and all the stuff that's available on the web that wasn't back a few years ago. When you got
right.
an email a few years ago, it was kind of like, oh, wow, I've got an email. How cool is this? Wow, this electronic message. And now it's like, oh, God, my inbox is so full. For a lot of people, they don't have that, you know, kind of streamlined and everything. So those are really some of the considerations that you want to have. You know, and even with Facebook, like, you know, Facebook, again, is something that's not in your control. Well, it used to be that you could have Facebook notes and pull in your blog's RSS feed. In a few days, that's changing.
Exactly.
You won't be able to do that. Not to say that would be the only way that you could use Facebook to get sales, but you have to realize Facebook is really moving more and more to wanting your content to be uploaded to them as opposed to fed in through someplace else.
Yeah.
Autopilot.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, things like Windows Vista. When Windows Vista came out, people could no longer use Outlook Express. They then had to start using Windows Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And while you still had deliverability in that you could get it through the Internet Service Provider, Outlook and Windows Mail work very differently than Outlook Express. And the number of people getting your message in their inbox completely changed.
Right.
The metrics that cause the results, things like the open rate, the click-throughs, those haven't changed. But how many people get the message so that they can open it really has changed. Even email marketing, while having a list is really critical to your long-term success, you cannot succeed for the long term by building a list and relying on the list to make 100% of your income happen, or you're really going to be in the same trouble you would be in if you had only one single traffic source.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so those are things to be aware of as you're moving forward, that it's really going to be focusing on the relationships. How are you going to capture people's attention enough to even look at your message and then further to go ahead and take some action on that message. So those are the considerations that you want to have. And definitely not expecting all of your income to come from any one stream, not from email, not from video marketing, not from Facebook, or whatever tomorrow's big new thing is. Or the next big new thing is, you don't want to be reliant only on that, because the minute they change their API or they change their rules or whatever, it could completely change the way that you operate your business.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is true with so many different aspects of your business, right? Even if you look at where your customers are located, more often than not, people just getting started think that the people they will do business with are going to come from U.S.-based customers. If they're in the U.S., then they expect their customers to be from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
If the economy in the U.S. goes down, you're setting yourself up for having your customers be in a real economic downturn like we are right now, and that can drastically impact the bottom line. If you can instead diversify your business in as many ways as possible, so diversify how you generate your traffic. Don't use just one site as a traffic source. Use online and offline strategies combined. Use different sites online to drive traffic, not just one. Diversify where your customers are. Don't just go after customers in your little local area. Go after a more global audience on purpose. If you can diversify as many things as possible in your business, you're setting yourself up to recession-proof your business and ensure that you're going to be around for many, many years to come, because no one thing will have a big enough impact to cause the business to totally collapse.
Right. Yes. You might have some ups and downs, which any business is likely to have anyway, but you won't have a collapse. And that's just such an important thing to realize. And recession-proofing your business happens in a lot of ways. But, of course, you know, one of your favorite words and mine, one way to really get past that, aside from the recession-proofing your business by being diverse, is to have leverage.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's going to be an important piece in the clip that we're going to share here in a few moments, but is really thinking about what can you do, not involving the latest little tricks and whatever that you think are going to be the next big thing, but to truly leverage the relationships, leverage what you have. And for example, when you were talking about the diversifying, I had a phone conversation with Wayne Kelly, the radio guy, and he is from On Air Publicity. And he teaches authors and other experts and speakers and so forth how to use their local media to leverage their expertise with their local media. And he says something is really disturbing that he has noticed is because of Facebook and Twitter and the online stuff, people tend to think they should be focusing pretty much all of their efforts on finding people through those media, and that they're forgetting that they live in a real world with media outlets like newspapers and radio and television stations and so forth who need good material, good content, probably now more than ever given how much more communication is available to them, and that a lot of people tend to forget about that local aspect. Now, does that mean 100% local? No, of course not. But it's taking what you can do in the local media, then being able to leverage that to help your reputation online, but it's just not forgetting that first piece that he's talking about that he notices with his audience.
Well, it's interesting. I got a video from someone yesterday, and it was talking about this topic in many ways. One of the things that it was doing was it was showing a bunch of statistics related to the size of markets on and offline. And I say this all the time, but I don't think my students really always hear me when I say it, that if you're setting yourself up to build a business that is exclusively online, you're actually missing your largest audience. There are still today, even in this country, more people offline than there are online. The internet is great for certain things. It's an amazing tool. It's nothing more than a tool. It shouldn't be 100% of your business.
Right.
The internet is great for being able to test quickly and inexpensively. 30, 40 years from ago, in order to test stuff, you had to send direct mail pieces. You had to spend tens of thousands of dollars. It took you months sometimes years, to put something together that really worked. Today, you can do that for free online in hours maximum of days. Whoa, what a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just use the internet. If you do, you're going to miss the majority of your market who's still offline and hasn't come online yet. So diversify and really leverage the pieces from offline that can help you grow and the pieces from online that can help you grow to create a business that's really going to be ultra successful.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that is, to me, that's just a really great conversation to keep having in different ways, because my experience, and I think yours too, Gina, and correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you find that people still have somehow trouble getting that really it's not just not that the money is in the list, but the money is in the relationship, bridges in relationships with people, the relationships in being diverse, in doing your very best to use all of the various tools at your disposal, not just the social networks, not just the offline, not just any one thing, but using that combination.
Exactly. Sorry about that, Rhonda. I got cut off for a little bit, but I'm back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. So that's, at least it wasn't anything horribly noticeable.
Good.
So, yeah, so that's a good thing. It's always nice. So let me, I'm getting to this, where they made this new console, and I'll tell you, not real easy for a blind person to read.
Hey, it's not real easy for a sighted person to read either, so.
No, I'm sure. I don't know what's with this background. I think I'm going to write him a note and go, can we just have it more like the old console? Because this low contrast thing is just not working.
I hate it.
Ugh, drives me nuts. Anyway, so how about if I go ahead and share that clip from our, actually it was yours and my predecessor's show, with Dr. Suzanne of Top Secret Fat
Loss.
That would
be awesome.
This clip is talking all about relationships and leverage and all these good things. So here we go.
Leverage. Because without leverage, you're going to have to work harder, and you're going to keep your results smaller. And when you can really get leverage going in the way that Dr. Suzanne has, look at the kind of results you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking that Dr. Suzanne is amazingly precise at leverage. So, Dr. Suzanne, we gave a little description of your background. We know you as the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret Lady. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, like you said before, I was a licensed chiropractor. I was in practice for 5 years. I really enjoyed it. I had a very, I had a pretty big flourishing practice in Georgia. It did very, very well, and I actually started to write e-books just because of the knowledge of what I learned from myself and then also from some of my patients. And so I actually created the Get Google Ads Free, co-created with my partner and I, about something. We were trying to figure out something. God, what can we put that most people or what everybody really is looking for? And it was really... And we really just kind of went around with the idea of, like, yeah, something with Google. There has to be something with Google. And it just kind of popped in our heads of Get Google Ads Free. That's, like, a catchy name. And we took an old concept and just took a new view on it and put it on the Internet. And for us, it was, you know, we never fathomed it would grow as fast as it did, but it just, it went like lightning fire. And after that, I realized I got the bug and I got the niche for it, and I just really enjoyed it, so I sold my practice.
That was your first product?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I remember when that came out. I got it before it really started getting to be a household word with marketers, and I was so impressed. I actually think I went through and bought it twice because I wanted to go through the process to study it twice. And everybody was going, well, yeah, I know how to get a copy of it. I'm like, no, go pay for it. You got to see how this is done.
Yeah, and it was. It took about, the process took about a year, though, to really fine-tune it, to really create it. Because I'm a firm believer, you only get one time to make a first impression. So we really want to make sure that when we launched it, it was going to be launched in a big way. And that's why we made the affiliate tools just absolutely amazing. we want to make sure that we gave all the affiliates everything they could possibly imagine, so they basically would not have to do anything, just go to that affiliate page, and we did all the work for them. And I think that was another reason why it was so successful, because not even because of the catchy name, just because, I mean, we had people emailing us, like, this is the most amazing affiliate tools we've ever seen. Like, before that in ClickBank, most people never really had that type of detailed affiliate network. And so we just kind of made them so they could succeed. We made it so easy for them, so they, you know, so that's why I think skyrocketed.
To this day, that site and what you've done with the stuff for affiliates is the best I have ever seen. And as the JV Queen, I have seen a lot of affiliate tools pages. The only one that has ever come close is from a guy by the name of Rob Todd. He comes close, he still doesn't get there. What you guys have really done is sat down and put a lot of thinking into, if I was selling this as an affiliate, what would I need? And yeah, anything and everything you could need or want is there. There are banner ads, and there are classified ads, and signature lines, and text ads, and you name it, it's there. In not just one configuration, but in lots of different configurations. You must have, what, 10 different sizes of banners, I think? You've got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. We gave a variety of everything for everyone, so everybody could be happy. I mean, from for the AdWords, for everything. We just wanted to make sure we would hit every single affiliate's need. And if not, I mean, we're very open, and we ask stuff for affiliates if they email us and say, hey, I need this banner, can you guys do it for us? And we'll turn it around really quick. I mean, and I think that was also the key to success, because we just really, really supported the affiliates, and whatever they needed, we would get for them. And then also, even with the ebook, we would send out supplemental information to help support people so they could understand a little bit better about Get Google Ads Free, how to really do it, how to use it, how to implement it. And so it just took off. And like, we just did a one-day pay-per-click ad, and it was cost us $2,000, and that's it. And then from then, it just skyrocketed. It just took off. It, like,
wow.
I don't know. In 2 days, it jumped from, whatever, 500 in ClickBank to number one. And it's been on the first, second page for the last 2 years. So it's been a strong, strong product. Other products come and go, and then ours always kind of stays there. So it works.
So you really concentrated not on building a relationship with one audience, but really building relationships with two separate audiences at the same time. The affiliates are very different than the customers.
Exactly. So and it transformed into what it was. It was kind of it's very surreal for me, because it's so amazing, because it's one of those things that just all of a sudden it just changes your life, and that's what happened. And so, and then from that point, then I created the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, because I was like, okay, well, I really know a lot about health also. So then we came up with that catchy name of Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, and again used the whole affiliate tools, because we mimic that one from Get Google Ads Free. Instead of, you know, the other girl coming out, I actually came out and I talked, you know, to basically really give the personal touch to what I was really doing, and that is really me. A lot of people always ask me, is that really you? And I'm like, that's me. Because a lot of people use, you know, different people to say who they are, but I always am a firm believer that you should definitely represent your product and, you know, represent it well. So
absolutely.
So that's why I did that. So that's, and then with adding that, we've took us, you know, to a little higher level too, because after that we saw a lot of people also putting live face on web, and it's really fun to see that when you implement stuff and then you see other people jump on board and really kind of change and alter their sites and really kind of mimic you. It's a form of flattery, and so it's been amazing.
You know, Dr. Suzanne, when people take a look at your sites, whether it's getgoogleoddsfree.com or the topsecretfatlosssecret.com, and then every single one of your sites, you actually have a bunch of them, they're all extremely attention-grabbing and engaging. Of course, you know, you get on there, the colors are great, the words jump out at you. You've got a person walking across the screen saying, hey, you're here because da-da-da-da-da. I mean,
yes.
Every single one of them. And it's engaging, too. It jumps out, grabs your attention, and then you are just brilliant at being able to keep the reader there, listening as well as reading, and further drawing them in and drawing them in. And you apparently did this from the beginning. I don't know that most people are so precise and so intuitive at understanding how to keep a reader and your potential customers on the page so long. What do you think?
Yeah, you really just kind of get in there. For me, I would sit there and think about, okay, if I'm a buyer, what do I want to hear, or what do I want to know about that person or the product that's going to make me want to buy it? And so it's kind of like really, there's kind of like, you know, you're getting into the psychology of people, and it's really about building relationships. And I got that basis basically from having my chiropractic practice, where I'm dealing with my patients every day, understanding them, understanding what they need, what they want, even on an intuitive level, because some people really don't always tell you everything that they want just because, you know, of certain things. So for me, it was more taking that knowledge and also putting an internet world, because people are the same all over the world. It doesn't matter whether you're in California, whether you're in, you know, another country. They're all the same. It's just everybody wants to feel, you know, feel important, feel like you care about them, and really understand them. And so with the copy that we do, that's what we really gear towards. And so we gear towards that aspect of that person, and it seems to really work.
Well, and there's one other little thing that you do on every one of your sales pages that I think a lot of people would just overlook. Down your sidebars, you see on every site, the McAfee Secure, the Trust Guard, the Security Verified, Privacy Verified, Business Verified, Certified by Trust Guard. You're building your credibility long before anyone even sees an order button. And subconsciously, that's really starting your relationship out with your readers, who are going to become your customers, at a totally different level. I think that's got a lot to do with the success of what you've been doing.
Yeah, and it's a trust. Yeah, it is definitely a trust issue. Like I said, the first impression is everything, and you know, we always keep our sites really clean, very crisp. You know, we don't like a lot of other stuff around it, because the most important thing is what they're reading, and you want them to focus on that and focus on nothing else. And too many times, so many people usually put other things to distract us, they're just getting right to the nitty-gritty, what they're really trying to convey. So you just stick to the point, keep it clean, keep it crisp, get that trust value, and then after that, you know, you just deliver. And so for us, and that's also why, you know, the list has been so responsive, because we have a trusted subscriber list. We already have the people who buy from us already trusting us, because we give them the support. We help them out. We basically almost hold their hand to a lot of certain extents to what they need to have done.
Gotcha. Well, Jennifer, what do you want to know from Dr. Suzanne today?
Well, I would love to dive into further about the secrets and success of the psychology behind the sites. Dr. Suzanne, you have from Get Google Ads Free, as well as Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets, you have a whole bunch of other sites that have helped you and your partner to build this amazingly responsive list. So you started with Get Google Ads Free, went into Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets. What are some of the other sites that you've created where you've done some of the same things as you did with those two sites?
Created Forced Money. We've created Top Secret Magic Code. Created JB Rocket. Created Top Secret Car Secrets. We've basically created all the really highly niche targeted areas where a lot of people really are looking to either make their business better through internet marketing or as far as through health. And so through that, we created everything that you see right there. And so and everything and all of a sudden all that all funnels into this list, this amazing, powerful list that we have. And over time, the flagship was obviously Get Google Ads Free, and then from there, we have all these other lists, but also they all combine together, which creates this one amazing list that we have that's so responsive. That's David Congreve said, we actually created the JB Rocket and the similar other sites about that because of the great results that we had from a JB partner that just came and asked us, like, and that our list was a lot smaller then also when we did that. And he was like, you know, can we send your list? And we're like, okay, sure. And so within a matter of like 3-4 hours, he made like $12,000. And so for us, that was kind of like the big, whoa, okay, I guess our list is pretty responsive. And actually there's like a video on our JB Rocket talking about that where, you know, we were the super affiliates of super affiliates because he's never, ever blasted to a list of our size and just got that such amazing results. So that's where we came up with the idea for the JB Rocket of like, well, wow, if we got the results for this one guy, what can we do for other people and their businesses? And from there, it's grown so rapidly And as far as, you know, Gina and you guys know, with the internet marketers, anything that people find that works really good, they jump on board. And so from there, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And it is where it is now, where it's like one of the most, I believe, one of the most responsive lists that most internet marketers who even have a product that they want to boost to the next level go to our list.
And this is interesting because, Dr. Suzanne, your list is it's huge, about a quarter of a million opt-ins on your list, quarter million people. And as we were talking about you a little bit last week, these aren't just, you know, names you went and found somewhere on the internet or somebody at some point said, yeah, hey, I'll get on your list. It's you have managed to build a really good, really strong relationship with your list even as you continue to add to it, you know, starting from the initial people who came on through Get Google Ads Free and then continuing with everything that you've done since then. As you said, a quarter million people, if anybody if anybody goes to, well, your JV Rocket site goes into more detail about this, but it explains about how extremely responsive your list is. How is it that you have kept your list of people to be so responsive over 2 years? Because a lot of these people, you know, came on 2 years ago. Why do people continue to read, open, and respond to things that you send to this quarter million size list of yours?
Well, I mean, I think it's quality. Because what I, with my list, I give them only quality offers. So people who do come in sometimes send me money or they want to. And if the emailer is not of a quality and I don't feel that it's not going to be a good fit, you know, I will let them know and go from there. But it's, again, it's me building that relationship with them where they depend on me. Like they know, like, Dr. Suzanne is going to give me some really highly quality stuff. And so, and in between those JV Rockets, I also, these emailers, I also send them helpful tips on how to help their business. And just constantly, I give them free stuff all the time. So I keep them very responsive of not constantly always like, okay, here, go here, go here. It's also a constant balance of here's some information, but also here's some free stuff. I got some really amazing free stuff for you. And so they know that everything I'm giving them is going to be good stuff. And also, and so for the ones that also don't want to stay on, that's the key too. Most people don't realize after about 40 consecutive emailers, the people that don't want to stay on get off. And so the ones that do stay on are your loyal subscribers pretty much forever. So hence that's why you don't, some people have a list of a million or 2 million or even like 50,000. Their list is not as responsive because their subscribers are not quality subscribers. The subscribers are just people who really are just on the list. So when you do that, then you actually weed out the people who really don't want to have your products anymore. So then you are left with the really high quality subscribers who are very responsive, who always want to buy, and they respect you. And so that's the big key, I think.
Well, two things that you said that I want to comment on there, because one of them is an issue for a lot of people. A lot of people believe that if you mail too often, you're going to get a lot of opt-outs, so you got to be careful. And if you don't mail the right things, then you're going to get too many opt-outs, and you got to be careful. And what I hear you saying is, hey, let them opt out, because the people who are going to stay are going to be the ones that really are more responsive in the end.
Exactly, and that's why you can have almost a smaller list. You can have a list of 50,000 people, and if you have highly responsive people, they can outdo a list that has a million because, it's not the size of the list, it's the quality of the subscribers and the responsiveness of it. And that's the biggest misconception that most people think. I hear that all the time. They're like, well, aren't you afraid if you email too much? And I said, no. I said, that's good. I want them to opt out. I want the people to opt out who are not going to go with the flow and really learn and do what they need to do to make it to the next level. It's called the weeding out process, and that's how you really, I mean, I believe that's how you get a very responsive list, and that's how I've grown it to be the where it's at.
Yeah, I believe the same thing, because to me, those people who are there who are not likely to be lifetime customers of yours, they're just kind of taking up space. And if they don't want to hear from you often, chances are they're not going to buy from you often either. when they leave your list, it allows you to put your energy into those people who really might be more likely to be more lifetime customers at an even bigger level. So to me, I'm grateful for opt-outs. I can put my energy where it's actually going to do some good.
Oh, yeah, and that's and the whole thing is, too, and it's, you have they have the opt-out link, and you have a double opt-in link list, and it's just like if you don't, I mean, if they don't want in or anymore, they can opt out. It's very simple. And I just think most people just think it's like, I mean, it is true, there is power in the list. That's like my biggest saying, there's power in the list, but you got to have a responsive list. So
right.
That's why I get people who are like, God, I've emailed two lists that are like twice the size of yours, and I didn't even get half the response as yours, and yours is not even the quarter of the size. And I said, that's because my subscribers have been there for me for 2 years. They know what I'm giving them. They know it's quality, and they continue to buy. And every day I get emails from affiliates or just from subscribers saying, thank you so much for all the information. God, you're giving me so much information. I don't even know where to start, but I'm so appreciative of everything that you give me. So it's just building that relationship with them and them knowing you and trusting you.
That's a great clip from that show. And I do
and if
have
they want to listen to the rest of it, Rhonda, where can they find it?
Well, in the show notes, for today's show, you will actually see the link to the entire show, or if you aren't there or, you know, that's hard for you, if you search Fat Loss Secrets and Relationship Marketing, you'll easily find the episode. It'll be the first and only thing to really come up. And I thought that was just a fabulous show. I still do. As I was listening through it to pull that particular clip, I was, like, really excited because of how great that info is from, so to speak, way back then, because it doesn't take very long for something to feel old in the internet age, right? And yet, solid, absolutely true, absolutely great to build your business with that same information.
Absolutely. It's amazing how many really great episodes we have from way back then, isn't it? We've got some really great content through the history of the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything, you know, from today on backward, the whole series. But it's really easy to forget about the stuff that was done months ago or years ago. And I still think of episodes that you and I have done together and just how amazing some of those were. And it's easy to kind of forget about all of that and just, you know, keep plunging ahead forward when really there are those acres of diamonds in these episodes that we have already done. And so that's why I think every once in a while to be able to take a moment to go through and pull out some of those episodes and remind everyone is great, because I realize no one has time to sit there and, you know, go listen through every episode we've ever done. So if I can kind of remind you of some of the great ones, that'll help for people to pull that out.
I don't know, Rhonda. I think everybody should go listen to every single one of them. But
yeah,
I'm a little biased.
I agree. I think everybody should listen to everyone and go back and listen to the older ones. I just realize that people are busy and they're not likely to do that, no matter how much we want them to do it, no matter how great the shows are. There's just this tendency to think that something that's over a year old may not be as useful, but you listen to that snippet from the episode, and it was back from January a couple of years ago, and you can still go, wow, there is nothing in there that's not just as true today, right now, as it was, quote unquote, way back then.
Well, and you know, it's even more amazing that a little over 2 years ago, I think that show aired. And if you go and look at Get Google Ads Free or TopSecretFatLossSecret.com, they are still selling big quantities through ClickBank even today. And those products are still great examples of solid marketing on the internet. They're still going to town.
Isn't that awesome?
Really is.
I mean, I just love that because it really shows you that when you have a good proven system and you can just stick with it, know that you have great systems in place. I mean, look at all those fantastic results that she's able to experience and continue to grow. I have no idea where the size of her list, et cetera, is now, but I can guarantee you, no matter what the numbers are, the most important aspect of the responsiveness is there, and I'm sure even stronger than ever.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. Really
right.
wouldn't. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely. So let's think about that episode that we just listened to, that snippet from the episode, and a couple of pieces that I wanted to pull out, and Gina, I'm sure you'll have a couple of points that you wanted to highlight with people. But, you know, part of it, obviously, that we've been talking about how certain things do not change. And today's episode is all about, you know, what is changing and what is not changing. And so while specific numbers may change to some degree, as you've noticed, you are still talking about how from years and years ago, the same numbers of needing to have people spend 3 minutes on the site and at least 4 page views, and that to be bringing consistent sales, as all the things that have changed as far as now the blog platforms and social media that's there now that wasn't back at the time, and yet those numbers are still the same. I mean, isn't that interesting?
Really is.
So very powerful realization and reminder that, wow, it really, things don't sometimes change as much as you might think or you might assume, just because time has passed, but now all of a sudden everything would be completely different.
And, you know, if we look at Dr. Suzanne as an example, she created those products years ago. She built the system years ago. And all she really has to do today is to continue to drive traffic. Much of it is being done for her from affiliates finding her products on ClickBank and the affiliates driving the traffic. And as long as she continues to support the sales when issues come up through the support desk, she really has a completely hands-free business that continues to make her money every single day. And I am sure that she is out doing the thing that she loves to do, which is travel. Every time I've talked to her in the last few years, she's either just getting back from some amazing trip or just on her way off to some amazing trip, but she spends probably 90% of her time just traveling for fun because the money comes in on autopilot.
Oh, how awesome is that, right?
Yeah.
The ultimate freedom.
Yeah.
Pretty neat, yeah. And so, and that's what's really key. And then the other thing that I wanted to pull out that you were just talking about is the power of a system, because as you were just mentioning, she has what is a hands-off business, pretty much, right? And she just
She
continues to support the affiliates. A lot of the tools are already there, so the things are in place. The system is in place. The tools are in place. It's just kind of a rinse and repeat.
Right.
Continue to make sure that the affiliates have the tools they need. Continue to make sure that whatever they need is there. And she doesn't even have to create another product unless she desires to do so.
Correct.
So when you think about your own business, for our listeners, when you think about your own business, the implications are clear that when you create a winning system that you're able to follow. And when you create it at first, there might be, you know, there's some things will be a little bit of a trial and error, but basically there are certain things you know are going to work. And so when you focus on building the relationships, focus on getting as much leverage as you can, focus on creating the things that your affiliates need to promote, because that means they are your sales force and that means more sales for you, then you have a winning formula.
One of the things I don't think we really touched on that radio show on the episode that we just played was what happens once a customer becomes a customer.
Mm-hmm.
The products that Dr. Suzanne sells, that affiliates actually sell for her, are merely the lead generators in her business.
Right.
If all she was doing was that, she would still make a very nice, comfortable income in a hands-free way. But for her, it doesn't stop there. When someone becomes a customer because of either one of the products she talked about, those customers then get taken to an immediate opportunity for an upsell, but very few of them actually buy that. Once the lead is generated, the lead gets sent off to a phone room that picks up the phone 2 to 3 days after someone makes a purchase, calls them, and welcomes them as a customer. It's truly just a, hi, welcome to the family kind of a call.
Mm-hmm.
A week or two later, they then get a second phone call. And the second phone call is another opportunity for them to make a purchase. So with Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, she has a product that's a weight loss product that helps to burn fat that they can buy for just buy one shipment, or they can buy it on a monthly auto ship, and it's like 50% off. So the second phone call sells them that. And if they get onto the auto ship, each customer is worth an average of about $30 pure profit per month for as long as they continue buying it. On the Get Google Ads Free, she has another continuity program that's a membership site that helps people to get more traffic to their websites. They get their standard welcome call 48 to 72 hours afterwards. Then the following week, they get another call that gets them into the membership site that is, again, pretty much pure profit because affiliates don't even get paid on that back end. They don't even know that that piece is going to happen.
Right.
So she really uses the lead generators and the affiliates that help to make those low-end sales as a way to get people into a funnel where they continue to buy over and over and over again for sometimes years to come. That's where the real money is made for Dr. Suzanne, not on the ClickBank product that's being sold.
Right. And so, and that's a good thing, and that's another thing I wanted to talk about, because it's true, that wasn't a part of that show, because I listened to it, and I'm aware of what you just said because of other conversations that we've had and your bachelor calls and so forth. So what that also means is there are people who may hear all this great, oh, great ClickBank product, it converts like crazy and blah, 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 and they may think, gosh, if I just put a ClickBank product up, then all of a sudden, boom, the whole world is going to open to me like that. And no, it's not just having a ClickBank product. It's first of all having a killer sales letter, which that's a whole other conversation. We've talked about the sales letter alone on this show several times. So it's partly that. You know, it's partly having great email subject lines that cause people to want to open those emails. It's partly and it's mainly having the whole rest of that system in place where the affiliates can be very contented to make their 50% of whatever the e-books cost and so forth, but where because of her continuity programs on the back end, she is able to make real money and have people be her customers month after month, probably referring other people to those programs as well, whether as an affiliate or just, hey, I'm a happy customer and, you know, my friend sees I'm losing weight or my friend sees I'm doing really well with whatever it is.
And notice that she doesn't rely exclusively on email to make that back-end sale happen. She actually has a phone room that she pays to pick up the phone and call people multiple times. She's done it the other way where she relies just on the emails to make the sales. But she gets a fraction of the sales she gets right now if she relies strictly on email. When I asked her the question of whether she knows how much she'd get if she was just doing a back-end series of emails versus using the phone room, she gets 98% more sales. So only 2% of the sales that she gets on the back end would happen if she exclusively relied on email. 98% more from using the telephone.
Right. And so that's another thing of having the human touch be a part of your system is really going to be great. And no matter if that's offering a monthly continuity on her weight loss product or, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what the back end thing is. It could be getting people into a strategy session to have a sales conversation with them. It can be any number of things, but to get that personal touch is what's really important. And I'll tell you, for you and I and a lot of people, we can say that it's really when you find
someone you are wanting to connect with and you pick up a phone and reach out to them, it has so much more impact than just sending an email ever would.
I wouldn't doubt if the responsiveness of her list isn't due in part to the fact that they do get these phone calls from her. That really can make them more aware when the email comes in, make them want to open it, make them want to click on it, because they've had these phone calls. Even though it's not her personally, it has the same effect.
And the other thing is that she has, when she's talking about her list size, it's a buyer's list. It's not just the list of people increasing. And that's a big part of it, because to me, you automatically times 10 your responsiveness when somebody has paid, even a dollar for something, versus if they get something for free. I know in my, you know, my own communications with people, I get responses and things more so from people who have bought something.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like, it's not even the same size list anymore. It's a quarter of a million people. It's the equivalent of having 2.5 million subscribers on your list when 250,000 of them are all buyers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
a gigantic difference.
Huge.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting thing, too, that I mentioned to you that I took a couple of things that I had as free gifts. And one of them I put a $1 tag on, actually two different things I put, just $1. That's all. Not much, just a little bit. I immediately had people buy it, get involved. I've had a couple of them go on and buy something else. You know, so it's just that it makes such a big difference. And then you have a lead that's already 10 times more valuable because even if they've only paid a dollar, they've had to actually open their wallet or their PayPal or whatever and share some of its contents with you. That makes them have skin in the game, as the saying goes.
Yeah. And they really do buy so much more often because of that.
Right. And they're more likely to want to see what you have to say. And I think of that even myself. If I have signed on to somebody's list for a free thing, I don't necessarily pay attention to whatever comes by. But if I'm already a customer and I've come to know somebody a little bit because of their product, their messages, whatever, I'm more likely to take a look. Maybe not every message, but certainly more often than if it was just something where I got a free report or a free whatever.
And so often, the people that you and I work with who are just getting started in building their businesses, they don't even think about this part of it.
Right.
And, you know, if you just look at the face of what other people online are doing, you don't always see all of this stuff. It happens kind of invisibly in the background, right?
Right.
And unless you actually go and take the time to make purchase from someone, you don't necessarily see the phone calls that happen. You don't get the pitch for their high-end coaching program. It
right.
looks on its face like they're making all of their money from the website. But in reality, all the website is really doing is generating the leads, nothing more. So when you're really just getting started in your business, spend a little bit of time and money to go through an entire process from one of your competitors and really pay attention to these little pieces that change everything about the profitability of that company and see if you can't identify what it is that they're doing that's really causing the bigger results to happen. If you can find a way to then duplicate that in your own business, you're going to have a really successful business for the long haul.
I had a great conversation about this recently with somebody when I was at the conference out in Anaheim, California, and she was saying, well, she likes to see the prices of people's coaching programs or whatever they have on their website. And I said, oh, I wouldn't want to put my prices up for that type of thing. I mean, of course, your products, I don't mean you should have to click to find out how much is your $7 thing or whatever. But when it comes to your high-end, what's really making you money, I mean, on my website, people won't even really see that that's going on. It's behind the scenes. And I said,
Not on mine either.
Right. And I said, I don't want someone shopping me like Kmart.
Yeah.
Because just to say, well, this program is $3,000 and this program is $12,000 and this program is whatever, that gives you absolutely no sense of what the value of the program really is. And if people start thinking, well, gosh, this program is so expensive. And they think, because they look at a number and they have a fixed idea in their head of what value is that number, that has nothing to do with the value of the program. And when you can get into a phone conversation with somebody and find out where they're at, help them strategize, plan their goals, whatever, then you really get a feel, much more of a feel, right? And then they're going to decide if you've done your job well and if it's a good fit. And if you decide to invite them, they'll decide to come into your program. And the other big thing is that this whole thing of your program being by invitation only that some of us do, that is kind of a, some people go, wow. I mean, you don't just invite everybody? No, I don't necessarily want their money because I got to work with them.
Yeah. Well, Rhonda, we are out of time for today. Next week we will be back. Oh, I'm so excited about this. And bringing on a guest. Oh, that's going to be such a great show. So check the show notes to see who's going to be here next week. Anything else for today, Rhonda?
No, just make it a great day. Keep moving forward and plan your strategy.
There you go. We will see you next week on Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.